All right, welcome into the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this beautiful Friday. I don't care if it's raining, but anytime you get out of bed, put your feet on the ground, and thank the Lord that you are here is a beautiful day. Let's start up. Waste no time. Let's bring in Forever Titan wide receiver, our best friend of the show, Chris Sanders in. How are you, my man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I love your positivity. I love your energy because I sure do need it because me and my wife, we are in Las Vegas, and we already lost $400, so I'm upset right now. You brought some positivity.
Just don't lose your kidney out there to pay for a debt, my man, if you don't mind.
I'm going to the kneecap, though. I'm going to run to the slot machines.
Don't do like I did and come back with no voice. So, you know, I lost when I was out there.
Man, it's crazy, man. I mean, when we landed, man, I wanted to play the slot machines, but then we didn't go to bed till maybe 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning because we lost $400, so I'm still kind of mad right now.
Well, there you go. Hey, listen, you know, we'll talk free agency, but I want to talk about the draft coming up now. Going back to when you were coming out in the draft, like we're talking about Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Senior, Junior. And now what people are doing is like, well, he's not good at this. He's not good at that. He can't do this. When you were coming out, did they start nitpicking you to a degree or like, come on, man?
Oh, they did. And what it did is it gave me a chip on my shoulder because when I first came out, you know, before I went to the combine and then I went to my individual workouts, the knock on me was, well, he doesn't have the numbers or he's a track guy trying to play football. So I'm not saying this to be mean, but I was a pissed off receiver. When I say I was a pissed off receiver, I wanted to show them that I could run routes. I wanted to show them that I can catch the ball well. So when I went to the combine, that's when I had a chance to show my talent. And then with the individual workouts, when I ran a 4.28, then it was like, whoa. And then all of a sudden I started running routes and doing my drills and getting out of my cuts. It really shut a lot of that stuff down.
Yeah. So when I'm hearing all this that, you know, Harrison can't do this and Nabers can't do that, I'm like, here we go again. And we do it every year, don't we?
We do it every year, but at the end of the day, I think as a general manager and as a head coach, I'm going to pick the kid that's a best fit for my system. Yeah, there's some receivers that need to learn a lot of things, but as the wide receiver coach, like Ty Tolbert for the Tennessee Titans, he's going to bring him in and develop it into the wide receiver that he's supposed to be. So, you know, when you're coming out of college, you may not have everything together, and everybody tries to nitpick, but at the end of the day, if you come in, make plays, be coachable, and go out there and make some plays, I think you'll be a success in this league.
Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders with us on the Chase and Big Joe show.
What's up, Big Chase?
What's up? I'm powering through today, man. Powering through.
You okay?
I'm good, yeah. I'm just no voice, but I'm powering through.
You sound like Billy Ocean a little bit.
So here's my question for you. With free agency, I feel like the defensive backs, it's a deep defensive back class when it comes to free agency. There's been several safeties released all over the league. Do you think this is the Titans' opportunity to find that corner that you know, really good, maybe not a shutdown corner, but upgrade that position and do it through free agency? That way they can focus on the offensive side of the ball in the draft.
You know, 1,000%, because if you look at the Tennessee Titans last year, look what was their Achilles heel on defense? It was the secondary. I mean, you don't know the situation with Caleb Farley. I mean, we have, you know, Christian Fulton, all those guys that were okay. But with the defense and the style they're trying to run now with Denard Wilson, they want to blitz. But on the back end, if you blitz, you better make sure you have some cover guys. So I don't know what they're going to try to do if they're going after Snead or whatever. But at the end of the day, you have to get some guys in here that's going to cover. Because if you look at the league right now, how it's evolving into a passing league. So if you don't have no guys they can cover, you can be a sitting duck each and every week.
You need safety help. Do you think that they make a call to Kevin Byard now that he's available again? And do you think Kevin would want to go down that road?
I don't think Kevin would want to go down that road because just the bad taste that was left in his mouth. And as a professional, he's not going to actually say that. But I think the way it was handled, I think he's a little bit upset because when you're talking about a guy that was still in his prime and still making plays and being a stand-up guy in the community and doing the right things, and all of a sudden you trade me, and even before that, you know, you're talking about, you know, releasing me when I don't even – or asking me to take a play cut, then you have a bad taste in your mouth. So I don't think that even if they tried to bring him in, I don't think that he would do that because I think it's a bad taste in his mouth.
Talking to Forever Titans receiver Chris Sanders right here on the Chase and Big Joe show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. All right, so you know, free agency, you talking about that, talking about the draft that's going on right now. What's going through your mind if, you know, you did this, if you're Nabers, if you're Harrison? Because, you know, when you get selected where you go, I mean, your life changes in an instant. When you're drafted by the Houston Oilers, your life changed forever in an instant. What would you tell these guys? Just enjoy the ride right now?
You know what? You know what? I'll sit him down and just be honest with you. And I will talk about the football stuff later. But the one thing I would tell these guys, sit them down and say, you know what? You got to make sure that you have a vision beyond football. I mean, it's fun and things like that, but you got to make sure that you're prepared outside of that. But then on the football side of that, I would sit them down and say, listen, this is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity to set your family up for life, but also go and do the things that you dreamt about and then be the best that you can be. So when you have situations like that to where you can talk to guys like that, when they get done with football, they're going to be great at football and then also outside of that. So that's what I would really tell these guys.
Absolutely. All right, so DeAndre Hopkins, Chris, had a tweet yesterday which made me laugh because when you athletes say you don't pay attention to the papers, reporters, we know that's a complete, absolute lie. And DeAndre Hopkins, when he says he doesn't pay, he's lying. So somebody tweeted out and said, when you combine the career receiving yards of DeAndre Hopkins and Tyreek Hill, the total's still less than Jerry Rice's. So DeAndre Hopkins comes out and says, I love all my 20 quarterbacks I played with, but if I had a Hall of Fame quarterback for most of my career, go ahead and let me shut up. Smart to go out that way and attack back, or just better to keep your mouth shut?
No, I mean, it's kind of hard because, you know, we lie and we say, well, I don't read the paper clippings. I don't read, you know, TikTok and all that crazy stuff because we didn't have that back in the day. But we do read, and I'm going to give you a perfect example. When we're here with when we was playing at Vanderbilt, you know, I hate to say this, but Parker Harsky said some things in the paper about me that I was kind of upset about, and I kind of went after him and said, man, why do you say that? So you just got to really be careful because at the end of the day, it's a business, and people are going to say these things, but you have to be a professional. When I say be a professional, that even if somebody says something that you don't like or anybody discredits you, you just got to say, you know what, regardless of what they say, I know exactly who I am and I know my identity. That's how I should have handled it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's also, it's a tired argument, and I get it. I mean, Dave Craig was Jerry Rice's quarterback for 8 years. That stuff's not happening. And I understand, but I don't fault Jerry Rice because he had Joe Montana. It happened.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. First of all, I don't think me and Dave Craig would have got along because he looks awful in his uniform, just like what we say all the time. He looks the worst. So first of all, we had to dress him before he came out the locker room. But just like that, you know, I always say this. You know, I played with some great quarterbacks. I played with Steve McNair. I played with Neil O'Donnell. I played with Chris Chandler. Those guys are great, great quarterbacks. But in the back of my mind, sometimes I'd be like, what if I was in a league or with a team that consistently plays consistently through the football? What would my career look like? So, you know, you have those questions, but at the end of the day, you know, I played in the league for 8 years. I've done some great things. I made some great money. So, you know, that's how I kind of handled the situation.
But Chris, let me ask you this. Let's flip that for a second. If one of these receivers, like a Malik Nabers or a Roma Dunze, probably not going to get Harrison, but one of those two, you know, turns out to be a Randy Moss type, and I know there's no way to tell. Does that have the same effect on Will Levis as, you know, a Tom Brady and a Julian Edelman? Or is it just the quarterback is so important that you cannot replicate that?
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback position is so important. I mean, look at Tom Brady. I mean, look at his situation with the Patriots. I mean, he didn't have no big-name receivers when he won championships, and it just shows you that how important the quarterback is. Yeah, the receivers catch the ball. Yeah, they make plays and all that. That's absolutely outstanding. But if you don't have a quarterback that can't get you the ball, then you're just kind of going to be an average guy. Because if you look at our situation, we had some great, 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 great receivers when I was with the Tennessee Titans. We had Kevin Dyson, who was great. We had Derek Mason, who should be a Hall of Famer. We had Yancey Thigpen. We had some other guys that were there, but we just wasn't a passing team. We were run first, then pass. So it didn't diminish that we were great wide receivers.
Let me go back real quick. You talk about Kevin Dyson. I remember being over there in the 1998 draft. What was the scuttlebutt like, Chris? Your receiver and the best receiver that year was, no offense to Kevin Dyson, was Randy Moss. What were you hearing? Were you surprised when it came? I think you guys picked at 16, and it was Kevin Dyson and not Randy Moss.
You know, I wasn't really surprised because I did my homework on Kevin Dyson. Kevin Dyson was a great player, and he's still a great player. And the thing about it is, you know, if Kevin Dyson wasn't here, we wouldn't have the Music City Miracle. So, you know, I know, you know, Kevin Dyson gets a little upset because they was talking about, well, we should have got Randy Moss. Yeah, whatever, whatever. He went on to the Patriots. I mean, he went on to the Patriots, to the Minnesota Vikings, and had a Hall of Fame career. But at the end of the day, I think Kevin Dyson was a great fit for the Tennessee Titans. Look at look at what he brought to the city. He did the Music City Miracle. I know in the Super Bowl that he came up a yard short, but he was a good fit for this team, just as Randy Moss was a good fit for those.
Yeah, you were wide open in the back of the end zone, but we won't talk about that.
I'm still mad.
Are you still open?
But I think I ran some routes the other day just pretending and reacting that I was open in the back of the end zone.
I've always wondered about that, Chris, because, look, if I'm a center on a team and in the fourth round you draft a center, I'm pissed off. I'm like, you don't need a center. You got me. So I understand when Aaron Rodgers got mad a few years ago when Jordan Love got drafted. I understand that. I get it.
Okay, first of all, if you got drafted as a center, first of all, I'm going to go back to the Dave Craig thing. My stomach would hurt if I saw you in a uniform. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do because I have to get past you being in the uniform. But in the back of the day, I knew you were a great athlete.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And so I don't know where that was going, but I appreciate you on that. Hey, man, go out there and lose more money and be careful of pawn shops and whatever out there when you're broke. So don't come back broke, baby.
Yeah, I'm coming back rich, man, and I'm going to buy you a biggie bag from Wendy's.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Chris Sanders. Thanks, my man.
Hey, love you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Sanders weighs in with us every Friday. A lot of things happen. Of course, NHL trade deadline this afternoon. NFL free agency will weigh in on that. Plus, we'll go back to the text line. Your suggested home remedies to make Chase sound like Chase again. And also, we got a few responses on trade. The worst trade you ever saw that just cut you deep because your favorite player was being shipped out of town. 615-737-1025. All that, you listen to the Chase and Big Joe Show. 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by Regal Realty Group.